Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
So I began to tell you that there are three types of
sufferings.
Sufferings that come as a result of the mistakes and the sins of fathers. Then the sufferings that come as a result of the mistakes and the sins that we commit. That cause us to suffer. Hallelujah. Then I told you that there are sufferings that come because you have chosen to follow Jesus. And there's a difference. So during this Easter conference, I'm trying to recruit you to have the desire and the longing. Like Paul said, that I am participating in the sufferings of Christ. And these sufferings, Paul said, are for the church. Hallelujah. So I'm busy recruiting for my Jesus. Someone was telling me just recently that somebody else got a text.
Omunye ube uthole text message.
I won't say from where.
Ngisho ukuthi sisukela kuphi.
So when the person got this text,
mayithola le message.
If I remember the story correctly, there was a link.
Mangikhumbula kahle kwakune link khona.
When they followed the link,
download.
The link opened, I don't know whether it's a website or what, to pictures of people wearing lingerie. I was waiting to hear what he's going to say. And from what I hear, there was also nudity on those pictures. Now the person who received the
text
responded to the person who sent. And then what are these?
What do you look manje?
Only to find that the person who sent was trying to recruit the receiver to say that now I'm doing this and there's a lot of money in this. You can even leave your job.
Hey.
Recruitment. Now the recruitment I'm telling you about is I'm trying to recruit you into the army of Christ so that you'll be a soldier of Jesus. And for you to be a soldier in the army of Christ, suffering is part and parcel of your walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Let's go read for me Colossians chapter 1. Let's take it from there. And verse 24.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians 1, 24. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations.
Only verse 24. But I think I like 25 also. Read 24 and 25 only.
I am glad when I suffer for you in my body.
Mm-hmm.
For I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continue for his body, the church.
That continues for his body, the church. 25.
God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you.
Hallelujah. So, Paul says,
uPaulo uthi,
he's suffering
ezinhluphekweni
for the church.
Zakhe ngebandla.
Now the next question,
umbuzo wesibili,
should be,
melube,
what sufferings do I need to suffer for the church?
Ikuphi ukuhlupheka okumele ngihluphekele ibandla?
Oh, when he says he's suffering for the church, what exactly does that entail?
Okumele kwenzeke.
Come with me to Galatians chapter 4.
Vula kwabase Galatia.
And verse 19.
Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and they will continue until Christ is fully developed in your lives.
I feel like I'm going through labor pains.
Ngizwa engathi nginemihelo.
Happiness? Are you a mother?
Oh mama.
Do you know what is labor pains?
Uyazi yini imihelo?
Huh?
I've been through that 3 times.
Ngibe khona.
I'm not doing it.
You never.
You know, I never understood what labor pains are. Until Boyganyo, when my wife was pregnant. What do they call it? She was in the maternity ward.
Why you say what in the maternity?
And it was visiting hours.
Kwangama our visit.
So I'm busy talking to her.
Ngiyakhuluma naye.
There's some ladies busy walking.
Kukhona wesimama lokho eshaya pen down.
She didn't care who was there. Nahana, it's visiting hours. Just many people are there coming to visit. Males, females, everyone, children. This lady. Naked. Not one shed of cloth on her. Until the nurses had to come and cover her, put her back on her bed, and I think they gave her something to make her sleep. Then I said, wow, now I understand this thing. It must be really, 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 really painful. So Paul is explaining the type of pain that he had to go through for God's children to have Jesus
formed them.
Do you understand? Those of you who have children, you should understand more than all of us what you went through to give birth to your children. Do So that's when I'm talking about suffering.
Mangkuluma ngokuhlupheka.
For Christ.
Ku Christ.
It's no joke.
Akusikho ukudlala.
Because this is a matter of life and death.
Ngoba la kukhona ukuphila nokufa.
Many people are relying on you and I.
Abantu abaningi bathembele kumina nawe.
Christians are so relaxed.
Abazalwane baphansi kakhulu.
Too relaxed for that matter.
Bakhululeke kakhulu.
They don't understand.
Abaqondi.
What is truly happening?
Ukuthi yini okwenzekayo ngempela?
Hello?
Yebo.
I traveled. What does it say in your version?
Oh my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again.
Going through labor pains.
Nginemihelo.
For you.
Ngani?
Continue.
And they will continue until Christ is fully developed.
And these labor pains
and lezinhlungu
will not stop
ngeke zise zime
until Christ
uzu Christu
is formed or developed in you.
Abunjwe phakathi kini.
So as a child of God,
njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu,
for you to be involved in the work,
wena ube khona emsebenzini,
for you to help other children of
wena
God,
wena usiza abanye abantwana
baNkuluNkulu, to grow spiritually,
ukuba bakhule
emoyeni, it will be like you are undergoing labor pains,
uzoba sengathi uhamba inhlungwini zokukhulela.
You try to teach them,
uzama ukumfundisa,
you sacrifice for them, you pay a price for them.
Uyanikela kubona.
Tomorrow you hear that. Ha, Mam Rudel.
Sazo zazo sohletshiwe.
Saba.
Sabethi how long?
But you have been in labor pains.
Yena lezo inhlungu.
So that you can know Christ.
Khona wena uzokwazi uChristu.
Your heart will be broken.
Inhliziyo yakho izophuka.
But you see, you're a soldier.
Kodwa wena ulisoja.
When soldiers are at war,
mangabe isotsha libona impi.
I used to work with this other white guy.
Ngisebenza nendoda emhlophe.
And he says that back in the apartheid days,
yathi kuleza insuku zama apartheid,
they were sent,
bathunywa.
He was in the army. They were sent into one of the neighboring countries.
Bathunywa kwamanye amazwe.
And it was war.
Kwakuyimpi.
And he said for them to get where the enemy was,
bona kube befika la khona khona,
they had to crawl through a pipe.
Kwakumele behambe phekwe pipe ngamadolo.
Crawl through it phakathwa
phakathi.
And as they were crawling,
besahamba,
he was in front,
waye phambili,
and one of his friends was behind
him. Omunye wabangani bakhe ngemuva,
and the enemy started shooting into the pipe.
Isitha sadubule pipeini,
and they shot his friend.
Badubula umngani wakhe,
and shot him on the head.
Bamdubule ikhanda.
Bawanye a soldier is like, "Nganami."
Bathekona wathi hayi
ngani. Hey, they'll shoot you too.
Bazokudubula nawe.
You have to continue.
Kumele uqhubeke.
Keep fighting.
Ulwe.
Keep shooting.
Udubule.
Otherwise you won't come back home.
Otherwise ngeke ubuye.
So you're going through so much for people.
Wahamba kabhlungu kula ihambela abantu.
Some of them don't even understand
abanye bayo nabaqondi
what you are trying to accomplish
ukuthi sizama ukuqeda ini
in their lives
empilweni yethu.
But you are a soldier.
Kodwa ulisoja.
You keep on keeping on.
Uzohamba.
You keep on keeping on.
Uzoqhubeka.
You keep on keeping on.
Uzoqhubeka.
You keep on keeping on.
Uzoqhubeka.
In the name of Jesus.
Ngegama lika Jesu.
Somebody say, I will keep on keeping on.
Omunye athi ngizoqhubeka.
I can't hear you.
Ngizoqhubeka.
I will keep on keeping on.
Ngizoqhubeka.
In the name of Jesus.
Ngegama lika Jesu.
Now let's read one more scripture that is really going to bring us to my message.
Let's funde umyalezo ozosisa kumyalezo.
Matthew chapter 39. Sorry, Matthew chapter 9.
Matthew chapter 9.
Verse 35.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
Am I preaching a good Easter message?
Ngabe ngishumayela imiyalezo yama Easter na.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 35. Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of diseases and illness. When he saw the crowds,
he healed every kind of disease and illness. Continue.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
Amen. Wow. When he saw the crowds, in the King James, it says they were fainted. Someone say fainted. When he saw the crowds, they were fainted. Fainted means to grow weak.
Ukuleka kusho ukuba weak.
To grow weak. In other words, it's a progressive thing. You are becoming weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. So the condition of many people here on the earth and even the children of God themselves is that they are growing weaker and weaker and weaker in the faith. Some of us sitting here, when we were fresh in Christ, everything that we said we are doing in church, you were there. You are fresh. Everything we say, you say the loudest amen. You believed. When we say, I prophesy, you even stood up. But now,
God demands.
See, your heart has stopped believing. You are just going with the flow. Just because you are a child of God. But
if you can speak the truth, you are tired.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
Ooh.
It's hard to wake up.
I
don't know how many times you switch off your alarm.
But in the beginning,
got a calling.
When you wake up, let us go and serve the Lord. Let us go. While you are ironing, go and serve the Lord. Let us go and serve the Lord. Hey! Even the people in the house are like, are you making us all Christians now? Let us go and save the Lord. What's the lyric? Serve. Huh? Serve. Praise. Let's go and praise the Lord. Hey, look at you with the step. Go and praise the Lord. So Assembly. Even when your children come, Assembly. Assemble. Oh, but now,
God manje,
you have become a zombie.
Usuli wrong turn.
I love your interpretation these days, eh? Put your hands together for our interpreter. You've become a zombie now.
I don't know how many times you owe him.
This is you now preparing to come to church.
When am I going to look at your son?
They are almost bending the clothes. Why?
Ingani.
You are growing weak.
We are more katana.
Growing weak.
We are katana.
The way you used to read your Bible.
Ngenza lobo fundanga iBhayibheli lakho.
But not anymore.
Kodwa cha manje.
You are growing weak.
We are katana.
Many people are growing weak.
Abantu abaningi baya ngokukhathala.
In the faith.
Okholweni.
And generally in life.
Nasempilweni oqobolwayo.
Growing weak.
Baya khathala.
So when Jesus.
Ngenkathi uJesu.
Was having his miracle crusade.
Ephethe imilingo yakhe.
Healing every disease.
Wahila bonke abantu.
Healing every sickness.
Bonke abagulayo.
Even though their body was being healed, the Bible says when he looked at them, he had compassion. Why? He noticed people who are getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Being weighed down by problems. Being weighed down by problems. You try to fix here, it breaks here. You try to fix here, it breaks here. You try to fix here, it breaks here. You try to fix. And you are just getting weak and weak. Even as a Christian, when you say, God will change your life, your hand and your mouth is saying
amen.
But your heart is tired. God, amen.
It's been too long. I say amen. I'm tired. Nothing is changing.
Growing weak. So Jesus was worried about this thing. Yes, I'm here now.
What
because I'm here. They are rejuvenated. But the minute I go, what's
going
to happen to
them?
They were fainted. Hallelujah. To be fainted means to have one's strength diminished through exhaustion.
Ukuba nesihe kusho ukuthi kukhona uqina oba nakho.
Your strength
uqiniswa kwakho amandla akho
is being diminished.
Siye ayehla amandla yehla.
Life is making you tired.
Impilo yenza wena ukhathale.
At your workplace, you are tired. Around your family, you are tired. Your children are making you tired. Your education is making you tired. There are some people, when they get their salary, instead of being happy, they get even tired even more.
Uncle Sam.
Oh, uyibuke yazi.
And look at it.
Ifikele yini emizi.
The tears comes down.
That time you've been paid.
Ngalo sikhathi kubhadalile.
So Jesus was concerned.
UJesu waba nokukhathazeka
about the situation.
Ngaleyo.
Are you still here?
Nisekhona.
I'm sorry that I'm not making you shout and scream. I'll make you shout and scream next time, okay?
Ngizonenza nini memeze ngelinye ilanga.
The word fainted also means to be despondent. Someone say despondent.
Ukuncipha.
Despondent means to be low in spirit.
Ukuncipha emoyeni.
It means to be low in spirit from a loss of hope and courage.
Walahlekelwa ugqugquzela nethemba.
Yeah. You become hopeless.
Awube nathemba.
There was this guy who used to fix my car.
Kunale ndoda ibenokulungisa imoto yam.
Every time I'm with him,
ngaso sonke isikhathi manginayo.
Be telling me his problems.
Utshela mina inkinga zakhe.
Problem after problem.
Inkinga phekwe inkinga.
And every time I say to him,
njalo ngimtshela ukuthi
kuzolunga.
It will be fine.
It shall be well.
Kuzolunga.
Do you know what his answer would be?
Uyazi impendulo izothi.
Kuzolunga nini mfundisi?
It will be well when pastor.
When will it be well?
Kuzolunga nini?
You see, the person has lost hope.
Uyabona ukuthi uselahlekelwe yithemba.
Despondent means you don't have courage anymore.
Uncipha kusho ukuthi awusaqhuquzeleki noqhuquzeleka.
You don't have faith anymore.
Awusenalo nokholo.
For this life.
Ngalempilo.
When you go through situations at work,
mawuya inkingeni emsebenzini.
You don't come back home with fire.
Awubuye ujabulile.
Lord, arise. And let your enemies be scattered. Every arrow shot against me, let it boomerang back to the... That courage, that fire,
is
now low. They are like a zombie. Hello.
Amen.
Are you hearing
Nikona
what I'm saying?
No man hears you.
The fire is no more there.
Umlilo awusekho lapho.
Awusekho. Before,
ekuqaleni,
you used to bring to God everything.
Ubuletha uNkulunkulu konke.
When you're having trials at school, oh God, help me, oh God, fight for me, oh God, teach me, oh God, show me the way. Now even when you pray,
manje noma uthandaza,
Kuphinde
wethuke futhi engathulele.
That has now become your prayer life.
Akusekhona umthandazo yakho yempilo.
The courage.
Ukugqugquzela.
The fire.
Umlilo.
Has diminished.
Wehlile ucimile.
When the Lord looked at this situation, he felt sorry. His heart was broken because People are growing weaker. People are in low spirits. People are tired. People are being tired out.
People are being tired out.
And in the King James, it says that they are fainted and are scattered abroad. To be scattered abroad, it means to wander around in life aimlessly. There's no more purpose. Nothing is driving you anymore. There's no more focus. In the beginning, you used to tell yourself, I want to be a prayer warrior. But now you are just wondering. Before, you used to tell yourself, when I make it, I'm going to give to the house of God. I'm going to be one of the biggest givers in the house of God. And life has just now you are just a zombie. Moving around
so humble, Jay.
Aimlessly.
Second layer.
Someone say aimlessly.
Oh, Munagati, a content.
No purpose.
I will not jongle.
Jongleless.
Jongleless, yes.
You don't like my message.
I will turn to me as a
one. One time, yes, somebody left our church. And you know, many people leave church. But there are people that when they leave, you feel it inside. So while I was trying to heal from this person's leaving, the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord showed me this person. And what the Lord showed me is that the person has become a wanderer on the earth, moving around aimlessly. No longer living for purpose. No more mission in that person's life. And many believers have lost that feeling of living here on earth for a reason. Even you,
now, Bob.
Ruth, if your job was to make a chair, or let's rather say, you created a chair, you don't just create. You create something that has must fulfill purpose. Instead of people eating like this, you create something for them that they can use. Are you understanding?
Yeah.
So think about God. Do you think He just made you and kicked you into the earth? Surely, God must be better than human beings. That when He creates, He creates for a purpose. When He brings someone on the earth, He brings him to this earth for a purpose, for a reason. But many people have lost focus. They are living just to bambanyana,
baphilela nje ukuthi kube khona okusethunjini.
No more purpose.
I say kwinjongo.
And it broke Jesus' heart.
Enokwephula umoya kaNkulunkulu.
When he looked at the people.
Mangabe bona isixuku lesiya.
Tell your neighbor, Seneba.
Tshela makhelwane thana makhelwane.
You are on this earth for a reason.
Ukulomhlaba ngesizathu.
For a reason.
Ngesizathu.
It breaks the Lord's heart.
Kwephula inhliziyo kaNkulu kaJesu.
When you're just wandering aimlessly.
Mangabe uzulazula ungenandlela.
That's why many people don't value their lives. They make themselves extremely cheap. Because they don't understand the value that their life has. You see a sister? I've been told I'm too personal when I preach. Let me try not to be personal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why you are making yourself cheap is because you've become a wanderer who is wandering the earth aimlessly. Can you please put your hands together for Jesus? So when the Lord looked at this, he was heartbroken. But he knew the solution. He said, the reason why people are in this condition is because they are like sheep without a shepherd. So the problem is that there's no shepherd. Nobody to encourage them. Nobody to strengthen them. Nobody to guide them. Nobody to show them the way. There is no shepherd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the cry of God. There are no shepherds. Nobody cares anymore. Wonke umuntu ubheka indaba yakhe. Wonke umuntu ubheka impilo yakhe.
Wonke ubheke kuyena.
Only care about yourself.
Banendaba nami.
Only care about your wife.
Nomkosikazi wakhe.
Only care about your husband.
Nomkhwenyana.
Only care about your children.
Nendaba nabantwana.
God, his people,
uNkulunkulu abantu bakhe.
Bazosibona.
They will see themselves.
People don't care anymore, Sandile. They don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. Someone stops coming to church. God said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? Is that, am I my brother's keeper? Listen to the attitude that he's talking to God. He's talking to God. He's not talking to his friend. Am I my brother's keeper? Is it my problem? I'm here to recruit you.
Ngila ukukusondeza.
to the army of God. It's time to live for a higher purpose. Not just for yourself. It's time to go through whatever you have to go through. For the sake of the church. We are not here forever. The time is short. Before you know it, you'll be five to go. This is our only chance. We will have no other to give ourselves to God, to serve Him, to show Him our gratitude of the love that He demonstrated when He sent His only begotten Son to come and die for us. When He bought us with His precious blood, this is your only chance to show Him that you're grateful. This is the only chance to show Him that you love Him. This is the only chance to show Him that you care. You will have no other opportunity. Once your time here is finished, it's over. I was telling them we were burying a young girl recently, 24 years old.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not 24.
And as we were sitting there at the funeral, I said, my God,
24.
There's still so much life. But it was over. She couldn't come back anymore to fix. To say, okay, God, I will serve you. Her time was gone. It was over. We have to be different from the people in this world who only care about themselves, who only care about what they wear. Many years ago, when COVID-19 hit, our small church like this, we tried. Especially that one where there was a 21 day close, everything shut down. Do you remember? People didn't know what was going to happen. Bosses were saying no work, no pay.
21
days is basically the whole month.
21 in yanga yonke.
I remember my wife, when she went back to work, the boss said no work, no pay. And she was not paid for that time period. Many people lost their jobs. And they had nobody. So a small Anyana church. We also didn't know the future. We took the little that we had. Bought food parcels. Gave family to family. Some people didn't know how they're going to pay rent. And we tried to organize and be paying rent for people. Then sometime later, I met one of my colleagues. One time that guy, they paid his salary into my account by mistake.
Sometimes, some people are getting paid.
Real money.
But iman.
All of them, remember last night I told you the cars they are driving. None of them did anything for anybody. With all their big salaries. With all their big cars. They just think about themselves. And those of us who had nothing. From the nothing that we had, You see, we are living for a purpose. We are thinking about other people. We are thinking about God's people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So why
Ingani.
Was Paul suffering? Why does the Lord
Ingani.
Need you and I to suffer?
His
people
Abantu bayo
are growing weak
bayo ngokukhathala
every single day.
Ilanga nelanga.
They are becoming tired.
Bayo ngokukhathala.
That fire that they used to have is growing dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. They've become hopeless and
they're
just moving around the earth without aim or purpose. That's why God needs you and me. He needs us to look beyond our own life. He needs us to look beyond our own families. And become an encourager. And become a teacher. And become a prayer warrior. And become a gatherer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Let me read one more scripture. And then we shall close. Read for me Numbers 27. Chapter 27 from verse 15 to verse 17.
Chapter 27 from verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, you are the God who gives breath to all creatures. Please appoint a new man as a leader for the community.
Please appoint
Paramisa.
A man
Indoda.
To be a leader
Uguba is holy.
In the community. Yes, ma'am.
Give them someone who will guide them wherever they go and will lead them into battle, so the community of the Lord will not be like sheep without a shepherd.
So that the community of the Lord will not be like sheep without a shepherd. Even Moses recognized that God's people are in need of shepherds. It's a need. It's a need. Hallelujah. May you become a shepherd in the house of God. Hey, these amens. May you become a shepherd in the house of God. Your amens are faint.
Oh, amen. May no
bakulegile. May you become a shepherd in the house of God. Your amens are hopeless.
Oh, amen.
May you become a shepherd in the house of God. I feel the fire coming back. Hallelujah. Do you remember when you were a baby Christian? How did you get to where you are today? Were angels visiting you every night? Teaching you the Bible? Maybe God took you to heaven every night.
Sit here, let me teach you.
How did you become who you are?
Ube kanjani lokho ikhona manje.
There was a shepherd.
Beg no melusi.
Who pulled you to church?
Beg tata letter sonduin.
Are you cooking?
Masambi.
Ibile yena o, oye yena o.
Yena lo.
Hey, bam tonzile man. Ebe torch, ebe.
She was torching.
Am I lying? You know, Mam Ruti is one of the number one shepherds here in church. Most of you were pulled here by Mam
Ruti. Mam Fundi, see, I know.
True or not true? So when Mam Ruti would be doing this work, she would come and narrate the whole thing to me. She used to tell me about this. But what I liked about her, she never lied to Mam Ruti.
So
I'm challenging her, hey, Mam Fundi. I'm
challenging her, please.
But my point is, there was a shepherd who held you by the hand. Other people would have given up. But the shepherd could see that her life can change. How long did it take you to bring
her?
Was it a week? Was it 2 weeks? Was it a month? Was it? A full year inviting. Look at our
Boga Manch.
I got Chivis, like so to
Mexico.
She would have been fainting. Where are you going? Hallelujah! 1 year. Come on, Ruti, what are some, like, don't embarrass her, but like, what are some of the excuses?
I'm tired.
You see, that's what I liked about her. She just told Mam Ruti the way it is. I can't go to church. One day, her grandmother came to me.
Where's again?
Said, Mfundis.
What about Mfundis?
You have changed our home.
Ushinjili Tembala.
Ushinjili. Were we giving you money to go fetch her? Now that she's here, is she giving you money?
No.
What? Why? What was to gain?
Why?
For her to change. Are you happy that your life has changed?
I'm happy because when Mam Ruti comes in the morning, because we slala pants, I figure soon to lay.
Are you hearing? Mam Ruti will come in the morning. They'll be sleeping. She will wake them up.
So
mean I
bring Ninkan Paratuga. Mean I'm sat going in that wing it out your bone. Loman Fund is why every day I get a kayak. I didn't understand what my son is saying.
Somebody say, wow. How beautiful is a shepherd.
Amen.
Find the scripture for me in Romans chapter, is it 10?
I think.
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. Somewhere in Romans chapter 10, I think it is.
Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
15.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And how will anyone go tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messenger who bring good news.
How but beautiful are the feet. Somebody look at your feet. Are they beautiful or are they? Are they scobos? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you ever feel that the things I was describing here, did you ever feel like you were growing weak?
You know, ne, Pastor, ne, I've been joining church, ne. Like lying to God, ne? Like you join, wabang memini, not good. So since I'm here, I understand that I have a time to read my Bible, my own. I'm building my spirituality, and then I have a teacher that is pastor. Hallelujah. So when I get in this church, like the way you need building, I can mina bengi zila yabon bengi kine skolwe. So I told you, okay, let's know umzali or pastor. He teach us ukuthi kusona. So that's why ngikhulile kuye.
Wow. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel.
Yeah, ubuhle bezinyawo zalabo abashumayela.
Life has changed. But other people,
abanye abantu,
probably when they were looking at her life in the past, they would just make faces. But someone who loved God gave themselves. Didn't give up.
You see, Mine, like as I'm laughing myself. There was a time ne, he came with my baby at the tavern. So,
huh?
Yeah. So my baby was crying too much. So at the fence, I'm busy grooving. Mara, I notice there's a people that are calling me because I pay in Mpatelugunga. It was 150. So Mrunga don't have a money to enter. You see. And he's busy sending people to call that one. So when I'm
and when you're busy, I groove.
Yes, me, I'm busy dancing. So I see, man, no, this one is my baby. And even it's when I realize, oh, no, man, it's not right. Like, but I kicked Murunga. I said, don't you ever come here. Go. And Murunga was barabali mara, go back home. Kanzo we extend. I ain't sapid. And even today.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for. I think she just demonstrated my message, what I was trying to explain to you.
Amen.
Because there was a shepherd. Now, when she comes to church, she comes with her child.
Man, Jemaya's a son doing no sack.
To God. Complete transformation. Because there was a shepherd. We mustn't forget there was a shepherd. You see, God has a problem. He wants to touch so many lives. One time he told Moses,
to
so bring all my children. I want to talk to them. Are you here? As they were gathered there, God started coming down. The Bible says the black clouds were coming down. They were looking like fire. When he started talking, it's like the earth was shaking. And the people went to Moses and
Moses,
if we keep listening to me, you're going to die. You go talk to him. And then come and bring the message. So you see, God has a problem. So he needs somebody who can be his messenger. He needs somebody who can show the love that is trying to show to people. When Jesus looked at it, he said they were like sheep without a shepherd. May this thing of coming to church and going, coming and going end. But may you start being interested in people. Interested in their lives. Interested whether their relationship with God is growing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's rise to our...
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.